Welcome to Busy Moms Podcast. Hang on, and here we go. We are going to start out with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you. And now we're going to hear Webster's Dictionary regarding kindness and goodness and what the Bible says about kindness and goodness. We're going to hear some good things, so hang on.
Kindness from Webster. The quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. What does the Bible say?
The Bible says selfless, compassionate, and merciful.
Don't you love the difference there?
Pretty crazy. All right, let's hear from James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that come from their wisdom. Let's hear Webster's and the Bible's.
Goodness, morally good or virtuous.
The biblical definition is holy, pure, righteous, pure heart.
Isn't that interesting?
A little bit.
You've got a definition from a word from the world and one from the book. And the ones, honestly, from the book demand more.
They do.
Because they make you think a little bit more about actually what you're doing. Like your Webster's Dictionary, like, oh, okay, it's a definition. It doesn't, you learn the word and you're like, okay, that's what that means. I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like I can be friendly. That's kindness. Yeah. I can be friendly.
I can put on a smile, even if it doesn't reach
exactly.
My eyes.
Exactly.
I can open up the door for somebody. I can let somebody that didn't use their blinker to come on over into my lane while I'm driving. That's being friendly, right?
I'm showing
and
kindness.
I will wave when they wave back. I'm friendly, right?
Right. I'm friendly. That's kindness. But then the Bible says selfless, compassionate, and merciful.
And then goodness. What is your motivation for doing that thing?
Yeah.
Is it kindness when you let him over in traffic when you grumble about it?
No.
That's not being pure of heart.
I'm not being pure of heart.
Which is goodness, being pure of heart.
Exactly.
And your heart is not pure when you're like, come on over.
Yeah.
You know, it's... That's a tough one because you think that you're showing kindness, but maybe you're really not. And the selflessness.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough.
It's just with your Webster's Dictionary, it's just a word.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a blanket statement.
It is. Like, I just think of like word definition. Okay. All right. I don't get any depth. I don't get any kind of, well.
How do I apply this?
Exactly.
Make things better.
And what's nice about the Bible is it actually gives us the tools and the words to help us apply it and apply it to our everyday life. Just like I was talking about being in the car and not wanting to let somebody over because they didn't use their blinker that I'm just supposed to let them over, but I'll let them over. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, I feel like the Webster's Dictionary is more like a description, whereas the Bible's is like, this is what you do.
This is what you're called to
this
do.
This is what you're called
this
to
do. This is your
do, you know, your to-do list, almost, you know.
Kindness is the do, and goodness is the why the do.
That's a good, goodness is the why we do.
Why? Okay.
Very cool.
And then we take a look at someone in the Bible who displays this fully throughout the book, and that would be Ruth.
I love Ruth.
I know. I love her too. It's such a great book. I mean, so it's like tiny. It's only like, what, 4 or 5 chapters?
Yeah.
It's like 3 or 4 pages. Mm-hmm. And there's so much love
in those in those few chapters. If you ever get a chance to read it, please read it. Hey,
Gretchen, can you give a basic overview? Yeah, give a basic overview so that those that maybe have not read Ruth understand what we're talking about and how she just exudes the fruit of the Spirit. It just is self-evident, as it says.
So Naomi and, oh, Lord help me, Elimelech were married and they moved to another country. So they moved out of Israel to, I can't remember the country. Doesn't matter. Her man dies and she's left with her 2 sons and their wives. And then within 10 years, she moves, she loses her husband and loses both her sons. So she's left with her daughters and she's heartbroken.
Who wouldn't be?
Right. She's mm-hmm. like, God named me bitter because he just
took it all.
Right. He took it away. So she says to her daughters-in-law, go home to your mothers. They will find you new husbands. Live your lives. You don't need to starve to death with me. At first they say, no, no, no. And they both cling to her. And then she's like, no, no, really go. And the one, Orpah, she gets up and she goes home. And Ruth stays. And she says, I will not leave your side. You're my mom. We're in this together. So she takes care of her. They move back to Israel.
Which is a foreign country to Ruth. She's mm-hmm. not from there.
Right. No. She's a Moab. Ha! It was Moab. She's a Moabite. So she's not even in Israel. They worship different gods.
Yeah.
Like everything was different. So she's like, I'm giving all of that up because your God is my God. You are my mom. I'm going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. So they move back. And because of Ruth's kindness towards Naomi and Naomi's love for Ruth, she gives her really good advice. And because everyone around Ruth sees the kindness and her pure heart, her goodness, mm-hmm. they go a little bit out of their way for her. The relative of Naomi's husband, Boaz, owns a lot of property. So she works the fields behind the harvesters, behind his servant girls. Mm-hmm. And she goes up and she picks what's left so that she can feed the two of them. And the servants see her and they tell Boaz. And Boaz sees it and goes, drop a couple of sheaves every now and again. Make sure she's safe. Don't let anybody mess with her. Don't let anybody call her names. Don't let anybody hurt her. Eventually, because of her kindness and because of Naomi giving her really good advice, her and Boaz end up married. She gave birth to Obed, who eventually becomes the ancestor of Christ. She's, mm-hmm. I think, great-grandmother to David. So really good things happen because she was kind and she was good. And she didn't look for those wonderful things to happen. Mm-mm. She didn't ask for those wonderful things to happen. Mm-mm. They happened because she was good and she was kind and she was rewarded for that. Isn't that a beautiful story?
It's beautiful. It's
something to strive for.
Yes, yeah, it is definitely. Something to strive for. So why don't we take a look on the flip side of the, we'll call them the bad fruits of the spirit. So what are the opposites of kindness and goodness?
What is the rotten fruit of kindness and goodness?
Selfish ambition.
Yikes.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Discord.
Yep.
I got self-control.
Yeah, yeah. Too.
No. No. Good. Thank God. I didn't meet this one.
That's a fruit. That's not rotten. That's a good one.
Woo! That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lack of self-control.
Yeah. Like, okay. But fits of rage and sowing discord, you think of all of the things. Ooh, like, you know those teenager movies where you got the clique of the girls?
Yeah.
And the it girls and all of the conniving and all of the
mean girls.
Yeah.
That movie.
There you go.
Basically take all of their evil attributes and there's your rotten fruit of the spirit.
True.
Yeah.
If they had an ounce of kindness or goodness in them, then they wouldn't do those things that they're doing, that they do.
But then there wouldn't be Prank on Fridays.
I'm just kidding.
It's been a week.
Great. Woo woo. So we just want to make sure that we hit on those other sides to kind of bring it back full circle.
Yeah.
We know we all want to do good. We want to do our good acts of kindness and everything. But just remember that kindness and that goodness and the things that you are doing for other people, make sure that they're for you and they're for the right reason, because anything else doesn't make it a good fruit.
No, if you're yelling it from the rooftops, if you're doing it out of selfishness, like I'm going to get something out of this, it ruins it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't even do it. Like really just don't do it. I mean, just make sure that it's pure-hearted. It is pure-hearted kindness and goodness that you're doing, because That is what we're called to do, and that is why we are here. That was what was given to us by God, by and Him.
You want to open someone up, yes, so that they are open to hear the word of God. Be kind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be good to them. Be kind. Do it for the right reason. And then they'll see that you're doing it because you're pure in heart. And it can open up doors. It can help the Holy Spirit open up doors. Yeah. Give mm-hmm. God the verbs. God will open up their hearts.
That's right. So we're going to leave you with a couple of questions regarding kindness and goodness.
For kindness, is it my goal to serve others with kindness? Or am I too focused on my own needs, desires, or problems to let the goodness of God overflow to others?
And goodness, does my life reflect the holiness of God? And do I desire to see others experience God at a deep level in their own lives?
Our blessings to you, and remember to fight for those 10 minutes.